One of the oddest developments with this year's enormous owl invasion has been the eruption of a huge amount of infighting among birders and bird photographers, with a sudden, unprecedented level of sniping from a lot of people about other people disturbing birds by photographing or even looking at them. I'm personally a real stickler about disturbing boreal and saw-whet owls during the daytime. When on their home territories, these tiny owls spend their days securely hidden in a tree cavity, hunting only at night. But when they're forced to wander to unfamiliar areas, it's hard for them to find an available cavity. When so exposed, they're safest if they can just tuck their beaks into their back feathers and rest through the day. When their yellow eyes are open, they attract chickadees who harass them, and the scolding chickadees attract jays, crows, and hawks that can do a lot of damage to a tiny, slow-flying owl. So I'm intolerant of people who so badly want a perfect shot of a boreal owl looking at the camera that they make sounds or shake a branch just to make the bird open its eyes. It's quite possible for people to approach a resting owl without disturbing it. Owls are rather like cats, awake on and off throughout the day and very aware of sounds and movement. It's probably pretty much impossible to sneak up on an owl without it noticing you. But owls can see perfectly well when their eyelids are mostly closed, and as long as you don't alarm an owl, it can stay restful even as you creep rather close to it. So photographers and birders can get great looks without needing to disturb them. It's trickier to know how to behave when one comes upon a hunting boreal owl. I've come upon hunting saw-whet owls at nighttime, and they seem to be able to ignore at least some humans at very close range. Unfortunately, most of the boreal owl sightings this year have been near highways. Two of the birds seen most frequently roosted right along Highway 61. There's obviously real concern that coming too close to one of these is going to scare it toward the road where it could be killed. And when these primarily nocturnal birds are active in daytime, it's usually a genuine indication of stress. But overall, for an invasion year, there haven't been all that many sightings of boreals since January and early February, though that could mean either that they're doing okay or that their population has crashed more than usual. We won't know for sure until their census this and next month. Meanwhile, when people come upon a boreal owl, what exactly is the ethical thing to do? The trick is, no one knows for sure. There's hardly been any scientific studies regarding how the owls feel about being observed or approached, so we're all pretty much making our own ethical rules out of our own experiences and gut instincts. Some people insist that no one should stop their car anywhere near any owl, even if the owl continues sleeping or hunting in our presence. Others think nothing of jumping out of the car, slamming doors, and charging right up to the birds. The real best approach seems somewhere in between. But where? We all relate to nature and wild creatures in our own ways. That's the nature of our species. But suddenly, maybe because of the sheer intensity of this year's owl invasion, nerves are getting frayed and people are suddenly posting angry messages on bird listservs criticizing everyone who doesn't have an identical set of owling rules. So now people are escaping to nature to escape the ridicule and criticism their escapes to nature have aroused. And I'm growing impatient for this winter of our discontent to be made glorious summer once again. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.